Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Threats to U.S. lawmakers and their families are in the spotlight Saturday after Friday's attack on the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi by a man who broke into the Pelosi's San Francisco home. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington, D.C. at the time, but 82-year-old Paul Pelosi suffered blunt force injuries in the attack and was hospitalized. Speaker Pelosi returned to San Francisco late Friday. San Francisco Police Chief William Scott said Friday the attack was not random but intentional. At a campaign rally in Atlanta on Friday, former President Barack Obama said he's concerned that civility in politics is eroding, referring to the Pelosi attack, and that some politicians are deliberately heightening fear and anger.
To make folks as angry and as afraid of one another for their own advantage. And all of this has been amped up, hyped up, 24/7 on social media.
That's former President Barack Obama speaking Friday about an attack on the husband of Speaker Nancy Pelosi earlier in the day. Two car bomb explosions at the Education Ministry in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed or wounded scores of people on Saturday. This according to police and the state news agency. It was not known who was behind the blasts, but the Islamist group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings and gun attacks in Mogadishu and elsewhere. The Mogadishu police captain told Reuters that the first explosion hit the ministry, and then the second blast occurred as ambulances arrived and people gathered to help the victims. A police officer guarding the ministry told Reuters he saw at least 12 bodies and more than 20 people injured. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Tropical storm Nalje, or Pang as it's known in the Philippines, has killed at least 45 people in the Philippines. Early Saturday, the country's disaster agency had said the storm was responsible for 72 deaths. That number was adjusted after further reports from the country's southern and eastern regions. Meteorologists said the storm made multiple landfalls across the eastern Philippines. Manila's mayor has closed all the city's cemeteries. The storm came as Filipinos were preparing to observe All Saints Day by visiting the graves of their relatives. Russians are said to be clearing hospitals in the Kherson region ahead of an expected advance by Ukrainian forces. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has the story.
According to Ukrainian military officials, Russian troops are moving large numbers of sick and wounded soldiers from hospitals in Kherson, a southern region that Ukraine is fighting to retake after it was invaded by Russia. Following recent reports of Kremlin-appointed authorities urging people to leave affected areas, Ukrainian Armed Forces spokesperson Oleksandr Shtupun says evacuations of Russia-held areas continue, including hospitals, adding that all medical equipment and medicines are being removed too. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Brazil's presidential candidates will hold their final rallies on Saturday in a scramble for votes on the eve of an election that has deeply polarized Latin America's largest economy. Tens of thousands of people in colorful regalia gathered at a huge soccer stadium in the coastal city of Durban in South Africa to witness the official coronation of South Africa's Zulu King. Ethiopia's Tigray region has run out of medical supplies such as vaccines, antibiotics, and insulin, according to World Health Organization officials. They warn that many deaths were probably going unrecorded from preventable and treatable diseases. In the United States, many children will be out trick-or-treating on Monday. There's an effort to recycle the candy wrappers involved in the holiday tradition. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
It's estimated Americans will load up on some 600 million pounds of candy this Halloween. So manufacturers are looking for ways to help recycle the wrappers. Mars Wrigley, for example, is sending out more than 17,000 collection bags to have consumers send the wrappers to a specialty recycling firm. G2 Revolution will turn the plastic into pellets, using them to make waste bags for dog walking. Candy wrappers are made from different materials, and they often have sticky residue, which makes them tough to recycle. Candy companies are being urged to continue looking for new packaging methods that are more environmentally friendly.